observed on Saturday, the 27th of January this year. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims, as the Labor Department says this morning. 233,000 people filed first-time claims last week, 9,000 fewer than the previous week. Experts were expecting them to rise by 12,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A teacher who survived the Florida high school shooting now facing charges for mishandling his gun. Sean Simpson arrested last weekend after he left his gun in a bathroom stall at Deerfield Beach Pier in Florida. By the time he went back to find it, Broward County deputies say a drunk homeless man had already found it and fired a shot that hit a wall. Simpson said that he was willing to carry a gun to protect his students. The White House tried to play down concerns that more House Republicans could follow Speaker Paul Ryan's lead and decide not to run for re-election this year. During a briefing yesterday, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Republicans have a great story of accomplishment to promote in November's midterm elections. But there are growing concerns among Republicans that Democrats could regain control of the U.S. House this November. Former U.S. Speaker John Boehner making news, saying he's joined the board of a top cannabis company to promote medical marijuana. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Boehner, a Catholic social conservative who once opposed marijuana legalization, said his thinking has evolved. I'm convinced descheduling the drug is needed so we can do research, help our veterans, and reverse the opioid epidemic ravaging our communities, Boehner said in a statement.
And again, we remind you, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 46 semi-sunny degrees in Flemington. And a word of warning to the deer in the chamber parking lot, I would leave and go to someplace, go to higher ground where it's a little safer for you. There's a garbage truck running around. There's a slight chance of showers today, mostly cloudy, of high near 66. I don't think it's going to rain. That's just me. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 77. And it's only going to be going down to the 50s tonight and Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 76. And then on Sunday, there's a 70% chance of showers. And on Monday, there's an 80% chance of showers for back to work.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Okay, we have to stop talking to Morgan about music selections.
This is not Morgan. Listen to it.
What are we listening to, Jennifer?
This is Librarian Stu Gaga.
Don't forget the info basis.
It's from 2010.
Okay.
Sarah Wachter was a library school student, and this was a project of hers. There's a video that goes along with it. Unfortunately, I could not get the lyrics to it, but it's still up on YouTube.
Is it very funny? Do you like it?
It is. It's pretty funny. Librarians go Gaga. Do Gaga. So you can still see it.
So YouTube that.
Yeah,
go YouTube to YouTube it. And go to Librarians Do Gaga.
And Sarah,
you would like to hear the whole song.
Sarah lived in the county for a while. So she's
a
local community.
Interesting. Okay.
Her mother worked at Flemington Public.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Why can't you use her catalog?
You can.
She's saying, can't use my catalog. Isn't that what she's singing?
Oh, I didn't think so.
I
tried to find the lyrics, but that website's no longer
Tune in
up.
Every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. As you may have guessed by Jennifer's song selection, it's National Library Week. We're celebrating at HCL, NCB, and SCB with special programs and a gift basket giveaway. Jennifer will try to contain her enthusiasm when she gives you all the details. The Friends of HCL book sale is 2 weeks away. We have information about book donations and the sale itself. Am I being drowned out by Lady Gaga? Librarian Gaga? You're like wrapped over there. We're doing a radio show over here, Jennifer.
I'm paying attention to the acoustics to make sure.
Jennifer used to think an ocean of soda existed, but it was just a fantasy. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Hunterdon County Community Day, Summer Reading Club for Kids and Adults, and the Outdoor Summer Concert Series. All that and more on today's Library Show.
That's pretty funny, the fantasy, because this week's Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle was spoonerisms, you know, where you change the first letters of words.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was something about a soda tray, and Fanta was the...
A soda tray?
Yeah, like it was like a funny kind of clue.
Gotcha. Did you complete the Sunday puzzle?
I didn't. I got mad at it.
Really? Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. It is National Library Week.
It is.
All over the world. And we're celebrating at the Hunterdon County Library.
Wait. Why would it be all over the world if it's national? That would be International Library Week.
You sure it's not all over the world?
Uh-huh.
Just in the country?
Yes.
Just in America?
Yep.
I feel bad for the rest of the world.
See?
So if you stop by the Hunterdon County Library this week, we have a table set up in the lobby with information about our upcoming programs. We have one of our old library station bookcases on display.
You got it out from in front of my office.
You could see how the library operated before there was an actual brick-and-mortar building.
Yeah, and Kathy did a real nice job of putting up the photographs, the old photographs we have of the library.
She did.
History on a trifold.
Because yesterday was National Bookmobile Day, so the evolution of the bookmobile is also on display in pictures. So that bookcase I wanted to mention. So back before the library was actually in existence, what happened in Hunterdon County was that... private residences and local businesses would each have one of these little bookcases in them with a collection of books. So you had to find out which, if you wanted a book, you had to find out which location had this book, and you had to go there. Like we have, I believe it's number 88 we have that's still left, the only one bookcase that's still left. But I believe there was over 160 at one time throughout the county.
Or, and I don't even know if you would know what books were in there. I don't even know if there was a...
No, it wasn't even that cataloged.
I don't even think so.
Go to Old Man Johnson's house.
And see what he has.
Like, see if he has a
no,
Hamlet.
No, you wouldn't even go around. Like, you would go to his house and you would know that every 2 weeks they were changing the books.
Oh, okay.
I think so it was more that kind of thing.
People were picky back then. I love how that's how people were. It's just they're happy just to get something, Jennifer.
Right.
That's awesome. I mean, I think society needs to learn something from that.
Do you?
But let's not talk big right. picture right now. So we have a lot of information about our upcoming concerts and programs and summer events and children's programs. And then we have a basket there that you can enter to win this beautiful beach chair. And I don't even know what's all the goodies that are in the basket.
I hate that word. Hate.
Goodies?
Hate.
I'll have to remember, note to self, use goodies as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Why? Do you hate the word goodies?
Just, it grates on me.
How about the term goody goody?
That's okay. It's the plural that I don't
so know National why. Library, we're doing the same thing at the North County Branch Library in Clinton and the South County Branch Library in Lambertville. So stop by and say hi. We have usually have a library staff member out there ready to greet you and help you if you need any direction about or assistance. They're there to help or just want to chat. Our friendly library staff is always eager to please, Jennifer. How about eager to please? Is that acceptable?
Yes.
So happy National Library Week to everyone. I mentioned that the book sale is coming up. Maybe Jennifer can jump in here at some point.
I have National Library Week trivia for you.
You do?
I do. The book sale, the first donation drive for the book sale is Saturday, April 14th, which is this coming Saturday, day after tomorrow. It's at South County Park. The South County Park Fairgrounds, Route 179, Lambertville, also known as the Roger K. Everett Fairgrounds. I don't have a street number for it for you to Google, but it's right off of 202.
Head out of Ringo's toward Lambertville. It'll be on your right side.
It's 1 mile out of the center of Ringo's on 179. It's open from 9 till 2. Gates open and close promptly at designated times. They will accept hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs, and video games, CDs, audiobooks on CD, and sheet music. No cassette tapes of any kind, please. Former library books, outdated computer books, and business books, encyclopedias, Reader Digest, advanced reader copy textbooks, catalogs, magazines, including National Geographic, torn, soiled, moldy, or mildewed. And the reason they don't want you to bring these things is the friends are going to have to dispose of these at the end of the sale, and it's going to cost them money to get rid of them. So it's taking away from the profits they're making. So please.
Maybe they should just have a big Fahrenheit 451.
No, because you can't burn stuff
party.
With plastic. So if you've got books that fall into this category, call your municipal or recycling center.
I mean, can't or shouldn't? You can. It burns.
You can't. Oh, yeah. It's not. It's icky. So, you know, if you've got a collection of magazines, just call your municipal recycling center and ask how you might be able to get rid of them.
And smaller book donations, of course, can be dropped off at any of the library lobbies, and we'll take care of them for you.
And then we also have a book drive on September, April 21st at the South County Park also. And then a week later, the doors open. Saturday, April 28th for early birds, 8 to 10 a.m. It's free for HCL members, friends of HCL members, or $20 per person ages 18 and over. And if you did send in your registration, your cards will be mailed to you.
Yes, I actually had someone stop by the table and ask me about that.
Yes, they will be mailed to you, which isn't quite
in
clear.
Time for the sale.
In time for the sale, yes. And then after a certain point, you can register at the library, and we will give you a card there. It opens 10 to 5 to the public and is completely free. Saturday, April 29th is half price day from 10 to 3. Most items are half price. Monday, April 30th is bag day, 9 to 2 p.m. Bags will be provided for $5 each. All benefit the Hunterdon County Libraries. And any proceeds from the pre-sale on Friday afternoon, I know the morning is sold out. Or I don't know if the afternoon sale is sold out, but they go to the Friends Scholarship Fund.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, it's time for our first commercial break. We're already 15 minutes into the show.
Is it really? All right. Well, we will be right back after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm staring at Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that have happened on the date. Today's date is April 12th. Give her some events that happened in years past and see if she can answer some trivia questions about them. Also give her some people who were born on April 12th. See if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Play along at home. Let's go back to 1861, Jennifer. The Battle of Fort Sumter begins. In Charleston, South Carolina, what's significant about this battle?
It was the first battle of the Civil War.
It was the very first battle of the Civil War, is correct. And which side won?
The South.
The Confederate forces did win the day, Jennifer. 1934, the strongest surface wind gust in the world at the time is measured on the summit of Mount Washington in New Hampshire. Isn't that weird? New Hampshire in the world,
yes.
The strongest wind gust. It's since been surpassed, Jennifer, but how strong did the wind blow on the top of Mount Washington on this date in 1934?
167.
Not even close, believe it or not. 231
wow.
miles per hour. Wow.
Well, how, and who would have known they had such
You would
accurate.
Think Everest would be a lot
yeah.
windier than that, no?
Yeah.
Maybe they can't measure things up there, I don't know. Maybe there's not a measuring station up there. I would think there would be.
Yeah, there must be.
And then finally, Jennifer, in 1945, not much happened today. A very sad day. Very sad day, and one of the saddest days, maybe, in the history of this country.
When you say that, I never know if you're being facetious
no,
or not.
No, it's very sad. Someone dies on this date in 1945, and the country mourned. Any idea?
Franklin Roosevelt
Franklin
died.
Delano Roosevelt died on this date. He dies in office. President, Vice President Harry S. Truman takes over after Roosevelt's death and starts dropping bombs. Okay, Jennifer Bourne on this date. 1932, Tiny Tim.
He was an entertainer. He did Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
That's correct, and that's pretty much all he's known for. He had a very high falsetto voice. And for some reason, he became famous. I believe it was on, like, Laughing or something that he first sang it, and then it kind of just took off, Jennifer. I think this has to go with people that would just pick up any book back in the day, because people were just starved for entertainment back then. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. Well, yes. Well, not starved, but they got it where they could in unusual places.
1946, Jennifer, Ed O'Neill.
He was, you're going to be surprised I know this. He was a father on Married with Children.
Very good. And also another, maybe more popular sitcom.
I know I saw him recently someplace, but I don't really watch.
The ABC TV hit Modern Family.
Yeah.
Features Ed O'Neill. Don't watch that, huh?
Don't watch TV.
Okay. Forgot. Sorry. I apologize.
No, but I did have see him recently. I must have been someplace and the TV was on, but I didn't retain it, apparently.
1947, Jennifer, David Letterman was born.
He was a late-night TV talk show host. He superseded David Letterman, Johnny Carson.
Okay. What does superseded mean?
Not superseded. He came after. He preceded David Letterman.
That's before, Jennifer. Where are you going with this? Your use of adverbs today is shockingly poor. David Letterman, late night show after Carson, usually, Jennifer. Right. Started as a weatherman, started as a daytime long career in television. But as Jennifer mentioned, scant 30 seconds ago, she does not watch television. And then finally, Jennifer, 1950, David Cassidy was born.
And he just died, too.
Died last year, unfortunately.
He was the son of Shirley Jones and Jack Cassidy. I'm not sure if he was Shirley. No, he wasn't Shirley Jones' son. He was Jack Cassidy's son. He was half brother to Sean Cassidy. He was in the Partridge Family. He was a singer.
Yes.
I Think I Love You.
Did you swoon over him?
I was more of a Sean fan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and no, Sean was in the Hardy Boys. Never mind.
What was Sean Cassidy's big hit? He sang too.
He covered a lot of things. He like sang the Do Run Run
That's
Run.
The one I was thinking.
Is that
of?
The one you were thinking of? All of them. That's what I came up with. He sang Morning Girl.
Oh, so you were a fan.
I was. My best friend and I each had a Sean Cassidy album, and they were not the same ones.
He put out more than one album. Oh yes. My gosh. So the theme of the show today is how starved for entertainment people were.
In the 70s.
As early as back as the 70s, going all the way back to the 20s, when people would just go to someone's random house just to get a book. The history of entertainment here on today's library show. Okay, Jennifer, very good. I understand you, I believe you mentioned you had National Library trivia.
Wait, there's nobody died today?
Nobody, well, no one that piqued my interest.
That's disappointing.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so you've heard of Will Shortz, correct?
I have.
He does a Sunday morning show on NPR, a puzzle on the air, and at the end of the show, he gives you a challenge, and you have a week to figure it out, and you send it in. And then he'll call you if you get it right. And one of the puzzles he always does is categories, and nobody ever wants to get categories. Like he would say the word church, and you would have to name something in a church that began with each of the letters.
I like it.
For church.
You mean for church? Oh,
yes.
Okay, got it.
Like you'd have to say like a cassock for C, candles, something like that.
I understand.
So
Jennifer.
I was going to do it for library.
Okay.
And I thought, but wait, we're going to whip through that in no time at all.
Really?
I think so. So I started thinking about the ABCs of a library.
Okay.
So I came up with something with two of them are a little bit iffy. For every letter of the alphabet for the library.
I have to think of something?
Right, so go.
Okay, so A. This is up on the spot. A.
That's how you play trivia, Jim.
Touche, Jennifer. Okay, A.
What is something you're very involved in?
Shows. Right.
Let me just say, I specified
art gallery
to the Hunterdon County Library.
Correct. Okay, the art gallery.
I have assistants, answers, audiobooks, and the art show.
Okay.
In the art gallery.
B, obviously, his books.
What else? I got lots for B.
I just thought of another one, audio cassettes.
We don't have audio cassettes.
We
no
don't?
Longer. No.
Oh, that's right. We don't have cassettes anymore. C is CD-ROM.
Wait, no. Get back to B.
Oh, I said books.
We'll get more. Do more.
Oh.
Name more people things.
This is going to take 3 hours.
It's not going to take 3 hours.
Books.
Holy mackerel. The bookmobile. The book sale.
Well, it all begins with book.
Bulletin board. And bookmarks.
I'm only going to give one, and you can give the rest of
them. No, give a couple.
Okay, if I can think of a couple. I don't want to take too much time. Okay, see your CDs. We have CDs, Jennifer, available to loan.
CDs. We have coloring books to color in the library. We have carols. That's what those little desks are called to sit out. Charging station. We have concerts. We have computers. We have a cafe. We have a children's room.
Good. I like this because this is a good way to tout our thing. Okay, D.
I'm going to type it up in like legible, and I think we can do something with
this.
Okay,
I like that too. Okay, D is
really?
Go ahead.
We have
If I draw a blank, then you can go.
DVDs.
Oh, DVDs.
We have databases. We have desks. And we have drivers. We have drivers who drive the bookmobile.
Very good.
E.
E is, we have E, what's the thing I made the thing for? EHCL.
We have e-books. We have exhibits, which I thought for sure you would get. And we have an elevator.
We do indeed. Okay, F, we have.
We just talked about them.
Free concerts.
We have free concerts. We have friends.
Friends.
And we have Fred Miller.
Oh, see, you're good. Very good. Okay, G, we have Garden Expo.
True. We have gardens. We have games at the headquarters library to play. We have galleries. We have the Grandin Room at the North County branch.
H, we have...
This was one of the tougher ones.
Holistic Medicine Programming. HCL.
We just have HCL.
Bookmarks.
But we have also have help. And we have history.
I is tough. I is our mission statement. Innovate, inspire, and... No?
No, and innovate, because there's... No. Well, okay.
What is our current mission statement?
That is it, but I wasn't...
But what's the third I?
It's inspire, inform, and innovate, okay. But we can inspire you, we can inform you, we can't innovate you, so there's a problem with the mission statement.
Really?
But we have other things. We have tangible things, or services. We have the internet. We have information. And we have IPACs, the current card catalog.
Jay, we have me and you.
I have James, Jennifer, and Jim were the first three J's I came up with. And then we have Josiana.
We do indeed.
K was really tough.
K, we have craft paper.
We have kitchens in our meeting room. We have a Keurig in our cafe.
Oh, very good.
And we
good.
Have Keebler, our new term. K was tough.
Okay, L, we have library stuff.
We have librarians, we have law books, librarians. We have library assistants, and we have lectures. You're not very good at this.
No, I'm not. JKL.
You're not trying, I don't think.
No, I just, sometimes your brain doesn't really latch on to
Does
something.
It really?
Why? Is that
You make
facetious?
Fun of me when my brain doesn't connect with trivia.
Because you're smarter than I am.
I am not. M.
And we have Marianne Sievers at the South Camp Branch.
We have magazines, we have maps, we have music CDs, we have the meeting room, and...
Marzipan, ever?
Probably not for the public, you know, nut allergies. N.
And we have...
Newspapers and newsletters from different organizations.
I thought of another one. M, did you say magazines?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
You should get this no trouble at all.
Oh, we have.
I only came up with one thing, and this is your thing.
What is it?
The outdoor concerts. Oh.
And the outdoor art show and sale.
Right.
Coming up so shortly.
Periodicals. Periodicals.
Yeah, periodicals and... Boy, I am my mind.
Photo show. Cooking. Again, your thing. Puppets, puzzles, plants, and the praying mantis.
Oh, yeah. Did you come up with a cue?
I did.
What?
Quiet study room.
Very good.
R.
R should be easy.
Should be.
Reference desk.
Right.
Reference librarians.
We have restrooms. Very important in a public library, clean restrooms. We have reading. And one more R that's very important to both of us.
What?
The radio show.
Oh.
Good for you.
S.
I got a bunch for S.
Go ahead.
Story time. We have a scanner. We have something that looks like sex change. Okay. Oh, seed exchange. Scoop. Showcases.
Scoop is our newsletter that's bi-monthly newsletter.
Shelving.
Okay, T. Train table.
The train table and tax forms.
That's all I have for T?
That's all I got for T.
Maybe a million for T. Okay, T, U.
I was hoping that you would come up with some different ones, but...
U. I just don't like to have radio silence too long when my brain isn't working. Umbrellas when it's raining.
We have the upper level. That was the only thing I came up with, U. V.
V.
These are things we only have at headquarters. I came up with two.
Do we have any Victrolas anymore?
No.
What?
We have bands that make the
therapy
worries.
Dogs. Do we say T?
Oh, that was a good one. See, that's good.
Therapy dogs.
For read, pause to read. And vending machines.
Oh, very good.
W. I only came up with two again for this.
Water fountains.
Oh, very good. That's not one I had. Okay. We have Wi-Fi. And wisdom. I was trying to fill it out a little bit. I don't know, really. If
some of us have wisdom.
All right, the next three were very tough. And for X and Z, I picked Xenophon. We have books on Xenophon.
Okay.
And Y, we have a very unique collection of something local.
Well, we have youth services.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had children's room. We have your books.
Right.
And Z, I just said zebras because we have books on zebras. I couldn't really think of a Z.
We have a zebra puppet. Like, put zebra puppet.
Do we really have a zebra puppet?
Sure, we must. They have every animal in the...
No, I don't think we have a zebra puppet.
Well, let's buy a zither then or something so okay. We can cover Z.
So that's it.
That's very clever, Jennifer.
Thank you. That kept me awake Monday night.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. No, Tuesday night it kept me awake.
Okay, so maybe we can put that, like make a poster of that or something.
Yeah, I was just, I'm thinking there must be a way to do it.
And post in the library, the ABCs of your library or something.
Yeah, I thought there was something that could be done with it.
Good. And just another reminder that it's National Library Week.
And I think I would take the people's names out. Well, except maybe you, me, and James. I don't think we would mind having our names up, but...
Unless I break a law between now and then, and I'm my...
Another law?
Okay, it's 11:33. We're on till 12 noon, and then Jim Gannot takes over with his show, Taking Care of Business.
So you had trivia last night at Lone Eagle.
We had a trivia night last night at Lone Eagle Brewery on Stengel Road in Flemington, and a team of librarians came and participated, and I think they had a good time. Oh, and Cheryl Gracian was there. And she actually won a gift certificate.
Oh, nice.
To one of the local restaurants.
Like is it like a door prize?
Yeah, they give out 3 gift cards every night. And she was one of the winners.
Nice. So did you bring any of the trivia?
I did not. But the final trivia question, which the librarians missed, was, it had to do with the Jackson 5. Are you familiar with them at all?
I am.
Oh, okay. So... there weren't just 5 Jackson children, there were 9. And I asked if you could name 7 of them.
Wow.
7 of the 9.
Wow.
And I think 8 teams got it and 7 teams missed it. Unfortunately, the library team was one of the teams that missed it. Could you name 7 of the Jackson children, Jennifer?
Well, there's Michael, of course.
Michael Jackson.
Janet.
Is 2.
Tito.
Tito is 3.
LaToya.
LaToya is 4.
Joe Jackson was a cousin. Was there a brother Joe?
The father was named Joe.
Okay. And there was a cousin Joe, I think.
Yeah, but not a child.
James. There always has to be a James.
No. There does. No.
Nope.
The other ones, Rebbe was the one no one knew. Rebbe Jackson was the oldest sister. Jermaine.
Of course.
Jackie, Randy, Marlon.
Marla and Jermaine I would have heard of.
She'd gotten Jermaine, but then Marlon. So some teams did well. Actually, the team that was winning the whole time were crushing it, missed that one, and ended up losing,
which
I felt bad for them.
That was too bad.
But it was fun. I'll bring the questions next week if I can remember to. If you have double the questions, because we're doing it again next Wednesday, Jennifer, at Lone Eagle, and hopefully the library team will be there again, and maybe Jennifer Woodbury will join them and help them out a little bit. They did very well. The other one they had struggled with was the where I give you one word at a time.
Oh, yeah, you don't remember
and they
that.
Went all the way down to 20 before they got it.
Wow.
So that cost them a little bit. It was harder, though. A lot of the better teams struggled with it, too.
Do you remember that one?
I couldn't remember the words in order, so I should wait until I have them all.
All right.
We got to talk about the library.
I know.
Library week.
But I had offered a challenge. I said I couldn't go last night, so I would take on the library team today.
I don't know. They were very good. The picture category, which I never bring in, it was literary animals.
Oh,
and I believe they got 9 out of 10 out of those. It was like a lot of children's ones, like Babar was one.
I would have gotten that one.
And Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham. And Stella Luna, the bat from that book. And Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
I'm curious which one they didn't get.
Things like that. You'll have to ask them. I think they only missed one. I think it might have been Sam I Am, because if he's not holding Green Eggs and Ham, you kind of not sure.
Which one he is.
Yes, which book, which doctor.
Right.
It looks like a Seuss character, right, but you're not really sure.
So how did Richard Rider go last night?
Richard Rider, I heard, went very well. I talked to him this morning, actually. He was very pleased with the performance. That was a swing band that was at the Hunterdon County Library last night. It's part of National Library Week. There was also a children's craft going on at the same time. The library must have been hopping last night. So with the next musical program coming up at the Hunterdon County Library will be in 2 weeks from yesterday. It's the annual appearance of Travis Wetzel, the famous bluegrass fiddler extraordinaire that comes up from his home in Tennessee once a year to visit us. And wow, the crowd, so it was a great show. It's probably already close to being sold out, so if you'd like to listen to Travis Wetzel, give us a call at the Hunterdon County Library at 788-1434, and we'll sign you up. The concert series, we generally have 2 concerts per month. I don't think I brought it, but I have the full schedule for our summer concert series, Jennifer.
You do? Did you
well, you know what? I think I did bring it. Hold on, Jennifer. Hold the phone. Actually, I have a few things to bring up. Actually, we've got a lot to talk about.
All right,
what are we doing messing around here? We got the art show, the Garden Expo, and the summer concerts.
All right, you start talking. I'll sit back. And
we'll go backwards first. Want me to give you one of these? I want you to talk about the Garden Expo here.
No, give me the summer concerts.
You want the summer concerts?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want to talk about the concerts.
Okay, let me talk about the Garden Expo first, and while Jennifer's getting her bearings and working on her inflection and enthusiasm when she reads things. The Garden Expo at the North County Branch Library this year is taking place on Saturday, May 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in their meeting room. It's an indoor event, Jennifer. Experts on various topics of gardening will be there. Bring your questions and enjoy the displays. So scheduled to be on hand will be the Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County. By the way, someone stopped in from the Master Gardeners to talk to you yesterday. She said she was going to email you.
Yeah, I got a hold of her.
Gotcha.
We're scheduling some programs for July and August, and unfortunately, the speaker I chose recently.
I heard, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey will be there. Orchid expert Carol Stober of Stony Hill Gardens in Chester will show you how to repot an orchid. Cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk. The Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association will have an observation hive there. The Hunterdon County Library Seed Exchange. Invasive Species Strike Team, Jennifer. They'll be there to talk about the statewide cooperative effort to prevent the spread of emerging invasive species across the state. Boy, I need them in my yard. Ugh. Bring a plant, take a plant. Terrariums expert Sandy Gay. She'll have samples, a step-by-step display, and demos at 11 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 1 p.m. The Clinton Conservancy will be there with Kathy Madden. She'll explain their mission to attract pollinators by planting gardens around Clinton Township. Now, that's nice. Holistic Pet with Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. Learn how your pet can use nature's healing gifts from the great outdoors to safely and naturally address everyday common health issues. And finally, the Valley Crest Farm and Preserve will have information on their issue, on their information about their mission, Jennifer, at, which includes respects for farm and nature. This is the North County Branch Garden Expo 2018. Circle the date on your calendar, Saturday, May 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And cut.
No, I didn't know. You said you were going in chronological order, so I didn't know if we were going to do the...
No, this is, I would have done the art show first.
Right, that's why I wanted to know if you were going to do that.
Let's just skip it around, Jennifer.
Okay.
Keep people on
the
their
summer,
toes.
Summer concerts at the Hunterdon County Library and at the North County Branch Library. Bring a blanket or a chair. They begin Wednesday, July 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at headquarters with Duth South, one of top New Jersey's top country bands performing new and classic country, southern, and classic rock from artists such as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, The Eagles, and more. And the dates are wrong on this. Because then you've got Summer Swing Orchestra at July 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, problem. So Summer Swing Orchestra will bring their big band.
The rest of it's right. July 18th is due south.
Okay. So it's summer, July 25th, the Summer Swing Orchestra, John Nobile's Summer Swing Orchestra, is a big band playing the sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. And then we're back to headquarters on August 1st with the Blauenberg Band. Founded in 1890, it's part of a great tradition when towns depended on their own people to provide live music and library books. The band is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, community bands in the state. August 8th, we're back up at North County for Rarit and Valley Recovery. They play bluegrass classics, old-time fiddle tunes, and a smattering of country folk and pop tunes that lend themselves to the bluegrass style and acoustic instrumentation. And I see an accordion in the picture. And then we wrap it up August 15th back at headquarters with Rave On. It's a trio that features music of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rayvon's show is always a crowd pleaser. And we usually have them in October in the headquarters meeting room.
But we moved them outside.
So it's great to have them
outside.
So you
have room to dance.
And we can get more people in.
Yes. Okay, it's time for our last commercial break. We'll come back with information about the outdoor art sale and adult and kids summer reading club.
And I want to say where the bookmobile is going to be next Saturday. So we'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
We only have about 10 minutes left, and we have a lot to tell you, so buckle down, concentrate. Here we go. Friends of HCL present the annual HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. It's coming up soon, Saturday, June 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hunterton County Library. If you're a local artist, you can go online at hclibrary.us. Click right on the homepage. There's a link to the entry form. You can print one of those out and send that in to us. We accept the first 75 local artists. We'll be accepted into the show. And what happens is we set up snow fences on the library lawn outside under our grove of trees. And the artists get a section of the snow fence. They can display as much work as they can fit on their section. Work, they can sell their work if they wish. And we also have a couple of judges that come around. And pick winners. There's cash prizes for first place in three different categories: students, grade 7 through 12, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. All mediums except photography, Jennifer, are accepted because, of course, we have a dedicated photography show in the fall. The entry deadline is Friday, June 1st. First 75 artists will be accepted. And remember, there's generous cash awards, including Best in Show and Public's Choice Award. If you just want to come browse the artwork that day, once again, it's Saturday, June 9th. You're welcome to bring a chair and some food if you'd like. We'll have some music. The Marshall's Dixieland Band will be on hand to perform. While you're browsing some local artwork, maybe you'll find that missing piece for your living room, Jennifer, that will just accentuate that new couch you bought. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 9th. At the Hunterton County Library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we have the Summer Reading Club at the Hunterton County Library, and actually all the county libraries. And this year, a little bit special, Jennifer, they're having a kickoff concert. Every year they have a little kickoff party, Jennifer, but this year there's a concert with children's performer Mr. Ray, who I'm assuming is very popular. We're not his target audience, Jennifer.
No.
So Mr. Ray will be performing at the Summer Reading Club kickoff party on Tuesday, June 19th. The show starts at 10:30 a.m. at the Hunterton County Library. And then the Hunterton County Library Summer Reading Club kicks off right after that. It's for ages 2 and up, and it's at HCL, NCB, the South County Branch, and the Bookmobile. You can read and earn prizes. The Summer Reading Club runs from June 19th through August 31st, and it features story times, performers, and lots of things for teens and tweens as well. So more detailed information will be forthcoming. But remember, if you have a young resident of Huntington County and you're looking for something to do in the summer, the YSE Summer Reading Club at the Huntington County Library is the ticket, Jennifer. And then there's also an adult summer reading club that we started a few years ago, and which has become very popular. You can join the club, win gift cards, win the grand prize, and they have a end of the year party on August 30th. So more information about this will be coming up. It starts on May 25th. For more information, actually, they have information already online. It's hclibrary.us/asrc.htm. So the Adult Summer Reading Club, pretty soon we'll have the, all that information on the homepage, so you won't have to go hunting for it. And I understand, Jennifer, that you had something going on at a ballpark or something.
Yes.
With this blank stare you're giving me.
I have to tell you, I said right before the break, I said I wanted to talk about it, and then I'm sitting here trying to remember what I wanted to talk about. The Huntington County YMCA is partnering with the Somerset County YMCA for Healthy Kids Day 2018, and it's Swing for the Fences. And it's a national event, although they're holding their event on a different day because of scheduling. So the Y invites you out to the ballpark for a free community event chock full of fun activities, games, and giveaways to inspire kids and parents to stay healthy all year long. It's Saturday, April 21st from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. It's free to all at the TD Bank Ballpark, the home of the Somerset County Patriots. It's 860 East Main Street, Bridgewater, if you need to GPS it. And the Huntington County Library Bookmobile will be there. So that's really exciting. This is the first time we've brought them to an event this big. And I want to thank Justin from the the Huntington County YMCA for inviting us. I think it's a really terrific opportunity.
It is. And hopefully we'll be doing more events like this with our bookmobile in the future.
Yes.
Like Community Day. Huntington County Community Day is coming up.
Is it?
On Saturday, June 2nd, the Huntington County Library bookmobile will be on hand along with the Friends of the Huntington County Library. Kathy Monty, Children's Librarian. We'll have some games for kids of all ages. We'll have a basket giveaway. We'll have all the information about... I was going to use the word goodies there, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And I
appreciate it.
Held back. But you kind of thrown me off here. But we'll have a lot of information about all of our summer events, including the outdoor concert series and the Adult and Kids Summer Reading Club. And then possibly, of course, we'll have information about our discounts with your library card program that comes up in September. So a lot going on at the Huntington County Library, and Community Day is the perfect place to learn about not just the Huntington County Library, but a lot of the community groups. And there's going to be music that day as well. Jennifer Due South, who's performing at the Huntington County Library on July 18th. If you want a preview of them, come to Community Day. They'll be performing at Community Day.
What happened to Marshall's Dixieland?
Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing as well at Community Day, Jennifer. So there. And quite possibly, hopefully, the White House Wind Symphony will be doing a one-hour performance. If they can fit on the stage,
I want them to have them at the library, but I think they're too big for inside, and I'm not sure we have the acoustics to have them outside necessarily.
Yes,
we would need kind of like a shell.
Yes, I think, and they will not have at Community Day, which hopefully that's not a deal breaker. But we're still negotiating with them.
The stage kind of has a backdrop, I think there. Sort of has a, so I think that would
but
be okay.
But if it's a hot, blaring sun, how does that work?
I don't know. But they're underneath. Isn't it underneath?
No, they do erect a tent there during the fair. But the tent isn't there normally.
I didn't even realize that was a tent by the stage.
Yes.
I did not realize that was, because I spent a good fair amount of time under that.
Yes, that's tent a tent. That's a portable tent,
so
Jennifer.
The stage is just there.
The stage, if you went there right now, it's just a stage in the middle of a field.
Getting rained on and snowed on. And
yes. Basically, that's correct.
But never mind. Kind of
Do you have a comment about that,
no,
Jennifer?
No, I don't really. So remember to check our Facebook page, HC Library. We try to update it daily. And the next thing that's going to be on it is the Library Reads list, top 10 books coming out in May that librarians across the country are waiting for. So you definitely want to take a look at that. There's one written by Claire LeGrand. It's a top book, and she's a local Princeton author. So definitely take a look at that list and look for that on the website. And I've said look like 500 times. I'm slowly losing my steam.
You are, and you got 2 minutes left, so
I know.
Hang in there, Jennifer. Only 2 minutes.
2 minutes. What else do you want to talk about? How was Fred yesterday at North County?
I wasn't there, Jennifer.
You didn't hear?
What happened?
No, I don't know. Nobody told you how it was.
Did something happen? Fred Miller is our afternoon concert performer. He performed yesterday at the North County Branch Library. He's performing next Thursday at the Hunterdon County Library at 2 p.m. He's a singer, narrator, pianist. I believe it's the cowboy one next week, right?
Yes. Don't Fence Me In.
Don't Fence Me In. He sings songs about the Old West and about the cowboys. So he does a different theme. This is music from the golden age of music, Jennifer. The Jennifer's era of music.
Very nice.
So it's very popular. We've been having Fred perform here for almost 20 years. That's how popular he is.
Well, stop in the library. The basket that the friends have donated will still be giving it away.
For
the rest of the week.
Yes.
If Jennifer can get her act together, she'll be downstairs at the information desk this afternoon.
If you want to meet Jennifer Winberry, that would be a good place to start.
I'm not betting.
Bring your laundry list of complaints to tell her.
There you go. And we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can stop in, go online, or call. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, a confirmation hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at this hour for Mike Pompeo, tapped by President Trump to move from the CIA Director's Office to become Secretary of State, replacing fired Rex Tillerson.
I know some of you have read the story is I'm a hawk, I'm a hardliner, or, you know, I read that and there's no one like someone who served in uniform who understands the value of diplomacy and the terror and tragedy that is war. It's the last resort. It must always be so. And I intend to work to achieve the president's policies with diplomacy.
After a chemical weapons attack believed to have been conducted by Syrian government forces over the weekend on civilians, President Trump tweets this morning an attack on Syria could be soon or not soon at all. Meanwhile, Syria's president's warning any such attack would only increase instability in the region. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Bill Cosby's retrial on sex assault charges continuing in Pennsylvania. Yesterday, a witness for the prosecution called the comedian a serial rapist. Cosby's defense lawyer trying to paint the woman at the center of the case as a con artist. Her lawyer says...
Well, we'll see who the real con artist is in the courtroom, Mr. Mesereau, when the verdict comes down.
Monday is this year's Boston Marathon, and it will mark 5 years since a terrorist attack at the finish line, where two bombs went off, killing three people, injuring over 260. City officials were hoping to have two memorials at the locations where those bombs went off in place in time for this Monday, but the Boston Globe reports city officials say those two memorials won't be ready in time.